Shadowlands by William Nicholson, starring Martin Jarvis, Harriet Harris, Morgan Shepherd, and Christopher Neen. Directed by Jenny Sullivan. Recorded before an audience by LA Theatre Works. C.S. Lewis, Oxford Don, and famed author of the beloved Chronicles of Narnia, is a shy, formal bachelor who finds love with the brash, outspoken American poet, Joy Gresham. And now, Shadowlands by William Nicholson.
Good evening. The subject of my talk tonight is love, pain, and suffering. Of course, as a comfortably situated middle-aged bachelor, I must be quite an authority on pain and love, wouldn't you have thought? Now, by pain, I don't mean a nagging discomfort in the intestines. For that matter, by love, I don't mean a nagging discomfort in the intestines either. The question I will put to you this evening, and one which I will attempt to answer, is this. If God loves us, why does he allow us to suffer so much? War, pestilence, famine. This is this morning's paper. Last night, as I'm sure you know, a number one bus drove into a column of young Royal Marine cadets in Chatham and killed 23 of them. They were 10-year-old boys marching and singing on their way to a boxing match. The road was unlit, the driver didn't see them, it was a terrible accident. Nobody was to blame, except him. Now, where was he? Why didn't he stop it? What possible point can there be to such a tragedy? Isn't God supposed to be good? Isn't God supposed to love us? Now, that's the nub of the matter, love. I think I'm right in saying that by love, most of us mean either kindness or being in love. But surely when we say that God loves us, we don't mean that God is in love with us, do we? Not sitting by the telephone, writing letters. I love you madly, God, kiss, 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 and hug. At least I don't think so. Perhaps we mean that he's a kind God. Kindness is the desire to see others happy. Not happy in this way or that, but just happy. Here, I'm going to say something which may come as a bit of a shock. I think that God doesn't necessarily want us to be happy. He wants us to be lovable, worthy of love, able to be loved by him. We don't start off being all that lovable, if we're honest. What makes people so hard to love? Isn't it what is commonly called selfishness? Selfish people are hard to love because so little love comes out of them. God creates us free to be selfish, but he adds a mechanism that will penetrate our selfishness and wake us up to the presence of others in the world. And that mechanism is called suffering. To put it another way, pain is God's megaphone to rouse a deaf world. Why must it be pain? Why can't he wake us more gently with violins or laughter? Because the dream from which we must be awakened is the dream that all is well. Now that is the most dangerous illusion of them all. Self-sufficiency is the enemy of salvation. If you are self-sufficient, you have no need of God. If you have no need of God, you do not seek him. If you do not seek him, you will not find him. God loves us, so he makes us the gift of suffering. Through suffering, we release our hold on the toys of this world and know our true good lies in another world. We're like blocks of stone, out of which the sculptor carves the forms of men. The blows of his chisel, which hurt us so much, are what makes us perfect. The suffering in the world is not the failure of God's love for us. It is that love in action. For believe me, this world that seems to us so substantial is no more than the shadowlands. Real life has not begun yet.
Oh, right. And do you remember that she said, oh, yes, I know, the unspeakable in pursuit of the inedible?
Well, that's it, Harry, that's it. Then I informed her that animals are merciless killers and regularly eat one another alive. We had a short, and I thought productive, exchange about the moral superiority of herbivores to carnivores, at the end of which I suggested the logic of her position was that she should execute her cats. Oh. She then said, why are you trying to upset me? You don't even know me.
What is that supposed to prove?
I think Christopher means us to conclude that women are different. Pass the paw. Uh-huh.
Thank you, Jack. Women are different.
Well, it seems to me the poor woman was clearly terrified. Yes.
I like her saying, why are you upsetting me? You don't even know me. She's right, of course. One does only seek to distress one's friends.
Different in what way, exactly?
The point is this, Alan. She was unable to distinguish between an intellectual attack and an emotional attack.
Even so, Christopher, some women are very clever, you know.
Jack, you don't hold with this, do you? I mean, you're a great respecter of women.
Thank you, Wardy.
It's all that depth of personal experience.
Christopher believes only practicing fornicators can teach him sexual morality. Or do you believe each man must fornicate for himself? I've never been quite clear.
Mm-hmm. In a sense, perhaps I do. Morality presupposes choices. The man who has never fornicated or wanted to fornicate or imagined fornicating has no real moral choice in the matter. To fornicate or not to fornicate, that is the question.
Christopher, beware solipsism. Soon you'll be believing if it hasn't happened to you, it doesn't exist.
I'm sure you're right, Jack. Already I believe if it hasn't happened to me, it doesn't matter.
Come along now, Jack. We're relying on you, Jack, to speak up for the weaker sex.
Yes, Jack, why not? You're a writer of fantasies.
I do talk to women, Christopher.
Really?
Really.
Name one woman you've spoken to this week.
Well, I addressed a conference of women on Monday, as it happens.
But did they address you?
I get letters. Women write me letters.
Do you write back?
Yes, of course.
Oh. Pen pals. Well, epistolary intimacies. Liaison dangereuse.
I don't profess any special insights on the subject. Harry here is the married man.
Speaking of which...
Oh, yes, off you go, Harry. Good night.
Good night. I must be off too, then. Night-night.
Night, everybody. Come on, Warnet, time to go.
Twas an evening in November, as I very well remember. I was walking down the street in drunken pride. My knees were all aflutter, so I lay down in the gutter, and a pig came down and lay down by my side. As I lay there in the gutter, thinking thoughts I could not utter, a lady passing by was heard to say, "You can tell a man who boozes by the company he chooses," and the pig got up and slowly walked away.
Good night, Lewis Major.
Good night.
Good night, Lewis Minor.
Good night, Christopher. You and your pig. Come on, big brother.
Thanks for the dinner, Jack.
Decent claret, I thought.
Oh, very decent.
Shall we treat ourselves to a cab?
Oh, no, I think I'm up to a toddle. It's hardly very far.
Whatever you say, Warnie.
Good night, gentlemen.
Good night.
Good night, Alan.
Good night. The young Greg. He hasn't quite got it, has he?
He's all right. Yeah. Give him time.
Young people are so serious. They're no more than us, I dare say. It's a matter of style.
Christopher used to be quite serious. I remember him getting quite heated about the abdication.
Thought the king was unfairly treated, did he?
No. He thought he ought to be guillotined.
You know, tell you something I've noticed, Jack. Christopher lives the life of a monk and talks about nothing but women. Harry's married and never says a word about his wife.
What should we conclude from that, Warnie? That women are more interesting in theory than in practice?
Oh, I find it safer never to conclude anything.
Going to be a frost tonight.
Too many stars. Confuses me.
Oh, Warnie, you're as bad as Christopher.
Good dinner. Always is. Well, here we are, safely home.
Here he lies where he longs to be. Home is the sailor, home from sea. And the hunter, home from the hill. Come on.
Morning, Jack.
Morning.
I had the strangest dream last night. Coffee?
Another dispatch from Mrs. Gresham.
Can't remember any of it.
The Jewish communist Christian American.
You may ask me how I know it's strange if I've forgotten it, and I can't answer that one.
Oh, Mrs. Gresham is very persistent. Which would you rather be, Mr. Lewis, the child caught in the magic spell or the magician casting it?
No news in the paper, of course. Never.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?